Meg, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jen. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. So to start off with, what was the thought process behind getting a goat yoga class down at Mayfield Garden?
Yeah, well, we had always planned to have our yoga spring retreat at Mayfield. We do it every season. And then we kind of saw the craze happening over in the US. And we thought, hey, why don't we give that a go? And then we kind of just, from there, it just grew and the interest and everything just started from there.
So what is it, I guess, specifically about goats that helps to, I guess, enhance the session of as opposed to just a regular yoga class?
Goats are known as a therapy animal. So I think in animals in general as well. So with the combination of yoga, a beautiful backdrop, goats, and just with the initial thought of having a good time, it was just a success. And so it's intended to induce laughter, and it certainly did. Everyone was laughing and having a good time. If you YouTube the goat yoga, a lot of the goats, they jump on people's back and run around a lot. But I think our goats were a bit too old. They're a bit bigger than the ones that you kind of see on YouTube. That's just because we sourced locally. We just kind of were like, oh, yeah, who's got goats? I put out a Facebook post and said, who's got them? And from then we just got someone locally. And, they were quite big.
I suppose
no animals were harmed.
Yeah, no animals were harmed in this class. I suppose that's something I hadn't thought about either, you know, the type of goat you would need to use in a goat yoga class.
To be honest, I didn't really either, and I think from further research, dairy goats are the way to go, not meat goats. But it was all fun. It was a success. Everyone there had a great time. And, just Mayfield always offers unique and random and quirky offerings, and so we thought, why not do this as well? And so it's brought a lot of different people to Mayfield and to try something different too.
And so I guess, is it literally just exactly what it sounds like? It's doing yoga in the presence of goats.
Yep. And then they come up to you and they kind of lick you. And just because when one comes closer to you, you're like, oh, my God, it's chosen me. And then it's like, walks away and you're like, oh, I feel rejected. In a good way. It's just doing the downward dog with a goat looking at you and just really random.
Do you think that, I guess, goats would be something that makes goats more suitable than perhaps other animals? I mean, you know, I can imagine if you did it with cats, I suppose that feeling of rejection would be tenfold because the cats are just not going to have a bar of it, I imagine.
Well, the yoga instructor, Jan, who led the class, she was like, oh, I do yoga with my cat all the time. And I think people just, like, have their imagination now, like, oh, goats, why not dogs? I think in London they do the bee yoga, so I think it's just using these common things that people like and then introducing them to yoga, which is really clever because some people might not necessarily have done the yoga before.
Do you think that there's going to be any more goat yoga events in the future for you guys down at Mayfield Garden?
I hope so. It was a lot of fun. I think potentially we've got a really busy period coming up. We've got like workshops and other random things like mood and nourish. So we're going to be doing rice drawings and feeding people the 80% of the produce that we grow on site. But after all that kind of dies down, definitely I think a goat yoga session only will be definitely right up our lane.
Cannot wait. I'll have to find out when the next one is. Meg, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Bye.